Esther got me to tell her some of my dreams. She would just listen and sit quietly with me. If she wanted to say anything, she would first ask, "Would you like me to say something about your dream?" Mostly I would say no and ask for the Walkman. One afternoon, Esther wasn't supposed to walk, but she came to the center wearing a jean skirt instead of her normal white uniform. She came in a white Toyota with two men. One of the men was the driver and the other was the field worker for children associated with the war, CAW. This was a Catholic organization that partnered with UNICEF and NGOs to create centers like ours. "We are going to the hospital for your examination, and after that, we will give you a tour of the city." Esther was excited. "What do you say?" she asked me. "Okay," I agreed. I was always excited to go to the city. "Can my friend Elijah come?" I asked. "Sure," she said, as she knew I would ask. As we drove into Freetown, the field worker introduced himself. "My name is Leslie. It is a pleasure to meet you, gentlemen." He turned around from the front seat and shook our hands. He sat back and studied us in the rearview mirror. Esther sat between Elijah and me in the back seat. She tickled us and sometimes put her arms around us. I resisted this affection, and she would put both her arms around Elijah. I would look away, and she would softly elbow me before putting her arms around me again. At the center of the city, Esther pointed out the post office, shops, the UN building, and the cotton tree. On Wallace Johnson Street, traders played loud music and rang bells to attract customers. Boys and girls carried coolers on their heads, shouting, cold ice, cold ginger beer." The city always amazed me, with its busy people hurrying up and down and its traders noisily creating its unique sound. I was watching one ringing a bell and throwing the second-hand clothes he was selling up in the air to attract passers-by when our car stopped at the hospital where I was to be examined. The doctor kept asking, "You feel anything?" as he touched and squeezed parts of my body where I had been wounded or shot. I was beginning to get upset when he told me he was finished. I put my clothes on and came into the waiting area where Esther, Leslie, and Elijah sat. They were smiling, and Esther walked up and pulled on my nose to cheer me up. We strolled over to the market area we had driven past. I spent most of my time studying a rack of cassettes under a kiosk. Esther and Elijah looked at soccer jerseys, and she bought him one. Leslie bought me a Bob Marley cassette. It was the Exodus album. I grew up on reggae music, but had not heard it for a while. As I looked at the cassette, trying to remember the songs, my head began to hurt. Esther must have noticed what was happening to me because she took the cassette from me and put it in her bag. "Who wants Coca-Cola?" she asked. I was excited and ran ahead to the Coca-Cola stand. She bought us each a bottle. It was cold and it teased my teeth. I savored it as we drove back to the center. I was in high spirits, smiling all the way.